Since 2007, Indiana University's campus population has grown from about 39,000 people to more than 42,000. The growth means not just more bodies, but more cars and bicycles navigating the same street space. And following the death of sophomore Peter DeWong in September, the growing amount of traffic has a task force comprised of city officials and school administrators, like Associate Dean of Students Carol McCord, asking questions.
How can we keep people's awareness of the severity of the situation or the potential danger in the situation at the forefront of people's minds? And then the other question is, and many of Peter's friends are asking this, how can we use Peter's life and loss to help people, perhaps, to do that?
McCord says there are options the university is looking into, including the drastic step of limiting driving on campus. But she says IU leaders would rather reorganize.
When we have this many people in a confined space, that is the sort of parameter, the boundaries of campus, all trying to get around, and we have people both on foot and driving, well, and also on cycles, we are going to have the potential for these problems to arise, and we have to encourage people to be aware.
Currently, the task force is considering mechanical improvements, such as reducing speed, investigating traffic flow, and better regulating pedestrian movement. Bloomington Public Works Director Susie Johnson says one solution might be found at local grade schools.
Well, we use crossing guards at all of our elementary schools because we think that those children need help crossing, and so we provide that service. I think when you're talking about a campus with, for the most part, people that are over the age of 18, they understand the rules of the road. Now, whether or not they choose to abide by those, whether they're a pedestrian or driving a vehicle, is something else.
IU officials cover traffic safety during new student orientation, but task force co-chair and IU professor Kurt Zorn says the training doesn't seem to stop inattention by pedestrians.
As we all know, when people get off buses, they want to cross, and sometimes, unfortunately, they think they're still on those yellow buses instead of the green and red buses, so they think all the traffic is going to stop. People forget that what we were all taught when we were little kids, you have to look both ways and be careful because that big thing of steel is a little bit stronger than you when you're walking across the street.
In 2008, 604 accidents were reported on the IU campus, including 70 with personal injury. This year has seen one fatality and almost 50 accidents involving personal injury. IU Police Captain Jerry Minger concurs with Zorn, saying the biggest cause of accidents is inattention.
One particular that I really remember where the radio call was a pedestrian bus accident at 10th and Jordan. But when officers got there, what they discovered was that a pedestrian had actually walked into the side of a turning bus, reading a book, headphones on, didn't see, didn't hear, and actually hit the bus. The bus didn't hit the pedestrian.
All that leads Susie Johnson to a common sense solution.
The message that the committee can carry forward is that everybody has a responsibility to take care of their own personal safety. And if you're a pedestrian, that means that you stop and you look both ways and you make sure the road is clear before you cross. And when you're driving a vehicle, you have an obligation to yield to the pedestrian once that pedestrian is in the crosswalk.
The committee plans to meet with IU Bloomington Provost Karen Hansen to present its recommendations. For WFIU News, I'm Shamika Neely.